For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on mental health and a specific mental health disorder called schizophrenia. It affects people's thoughts, emotions, and actions, and it also is one of the top 15 causes of disability affecting approximately 1 in 300 people worldwide. To talk about schizophrenia, I have with me Brooke Kemp. She's a psychiatric nurse practitioner, as well as Katie Hayes, a registered nurse and caregiver to adult son with schizophrenia. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Brooke and Katie.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us.
So glad to have you both. And Brooke, we'll start with you. Can you explain what schizophrenia is and the symptoms that are associated with this particular mental health disorder or disease?
Absolutely. Katie and I are actually excited to partner with Johnson & Johnson to be here today to educate others about schizophrenia and long-acting treatment options that are available, because we really feel there is a stigma and misunderstanding when it comes to schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a complex medical diagnosis. Its symptoms include positive symptoms those we might be more familiar with. So thinking about hearing voices, seeing visual hallucinations, paranoia, that it also contains negative symptoms, which are actually symptoms that take away from a patient or loved one's baseline level of functioning. So they might seem less motivated. They might start isolating themselves. Their communication is lacking. So maybe they're only using one-word answers in their responses to you. And then it also affects them cognitively. So their thought processes are slower. Their organization might not be quite as organized as it used to be. But it is managed effectively with medication. So that's why we want to be here today to inform others about the illness and those treatment options.
So as we talk about managing schizophrenia, catching it early and finding the right treatment is important moving forward.
Absolutely. It's imperative to effectively manage the symptoms of schizophrenia within the first 3 to 5 years following a diagnosis, because this is the critical period when the condition progresses most rapidly. So managing the symptoms with long-acting injectables like Invega Sustenna can actually provide positive patient outcomes. We actually have research that shows Invega Sustenna can delay the time to relapse. So when patients relapse and their symptoms return, they often end up in the hospital, or it can just impact their lives tremendously and be traumatic for them. So with Invega Sustenna, we see a delay in the time to relapse when you compare that to daily oral antipsychotic medication.
Brooke, what caused you to take the path of being a psychiatric nurse practitioner?
So when I was in nursing school, it seemed like all the other areas were extremely difficult for me. But once I entered the psych nursing course, it just fit. Psych nursing to me was what nursing is all about. It's about caring for others, being there, listening. And in every other area of nursing, I felt I had to use these tools and stethoscopes and machines. In psych nursing, it was just me sitting next to somebody, holding their hand, letting them know that I cared about them. I was there to listen. I was there to partner with them in whatever their treatment journey might be. It just seemed to make the most sense to me.
I'm going to get to Katie in just a second, Brooke, but from your experience dealing with those who live with schizophrenia, what is it about them that stands out to you that the public needs to know so that they have a better awareness of the lives of these individuals and what they're experiencing, what they're going through?
Absolutely. Again, with the stigma, I think when we think of schizophrenia and have not been educated on the illness itself, we get a visual of what maybe the media has informed us of what schizophrenia might be. We might have this misperception that these individuals are dangerous off of what maybe we saw in a movie or TV show or heard on the news, when actually this is a medical diagnosis, just like hypertension, diabetes. It just happens to impact a different organ of the body. This impacts the brain. And I think we unfortunately think that these individuals are just going to be on disability, live non-functioning lives, rely on others, where actually these individuals can be managed effectively. They can remain out of the hospital. They can lead productive lives and independent lives. And we can treat this diagnosis just like we do any other medication. And we really should not discriminate against these individuals. They're real people.
A registered nurse for 36 years, Katie Hayes started as an ICU nurse and eventually transferred to cardiovascular and pulmonary care, but now she's a caregiver to her adult son who's now 30 years old and living with schizophrenia. Katie, as we think about your son and the situation that he's in, can you share your experience of caring for your son and how he is doing right now today with schizophrenia?
Absolutely. First, I would like to give a shout out and a thank you to Brooke for becoming a psychiatric nurse practitioner. I just want to give her a shout out. I'm very thankful for them. And to answer your question, Mark, starting out, you know, his first symptoms of psychosis and his first psychotic break was absolutely like living in a nightmare. Fear and anxiety that was paralytic at times. I had no one to talk to who could relate to what was going on in my household. Felt very isolated and lonely. Self-blame was something that I could have prevented or stopped. We blamed drugs and alcohol initially. So the most important thing that I learned to do to try to get myself out of this nightmare is to educate myself about schizophrenia and its symptoms. There was where I learned that the biggest barriers they have is lack of insight into their illness. They don't think they're sick. So you mostly, they're on an oral medication when they leave the hospital. They have to take a pill every day. Sometimes they're taking two or three pills a day. If you don't think you're sick, are you going to take a medication? Most likely not. So then, and also, how does medication make them feel? Some of them, it can even drive them, you know, deeper into a depression and make them lack motivation even worse. And then from there, and educating myself, I looked for support groups and any type of advocacy groups in my area and found a caregiver support group for first episode psychosis caregivers and a coordinated specialty care that was devoted kind of what Brooke was talking about, the 3 to 5 year, you know, critical period and the coordinated specialty care, that was their goal, was to really treat this period really hard and fast. And it was listening to another caregiver talk about their son taking an injectable, a long-acting injectable. It was Invega Sustenna by Johnson & Johnson. But hearing their story of how well he was doing, how he was able to go back into the workforce again and live independently. And today, I'm happy to say my son is 10 years in remission, has a professional career. But I would like to say what works for one does not necessarily work for all, and that's why it's very important to talk to your healthcare provider and their treatment team. And you, as a parent and caregiver, I think sometimes people get stopped at, well, it's HIPAA. And again, being a nurse for as many years as I have, this is not HIPAA. You can talk to their physician and give them information, and you can ask a question about a medication. And a great place to start about where learning about long-acting treatment plans is treatyourschizophrenia.com. But again, what, you know, works for one may not work for another, and that's why it's very important to talk to their treatment team.
Katie, as I listen to you talk and I think about the many years that you spent as a nurse, this was still uncharted territory for you, and in particular because this is your son. You love your son. You care about your son. You want the best for your son, and it was still a struggle.
Absolutely.
So those outside of the medical field need to understand that they're not alone in this uncharted territory.
Right. But even inside the medical field, it's uncharted territory, and the stigma is inside the medical field. And that's where I have come to believe that silence only adds to the stigma. That's actually my son's quote. And at appropriate times, it is, you do need to speak up and say, hey, this is a person, number one, with schizophrenia, with a disease. It's just a disease of the mind. It's not a physical disease. And I think that's what makes medical professionals outside of the psychiatric industry not realize that this needs to be treated just as much as a physical disease needs to be treated. And I think that's where it really gets lost.
I want you to give that website again that you gave about schizophrenia, because I want people to hear it clearly, please.
Okay. treatyourschizophrenia.com.
And what tools and resources helped you in that particular website?
it explains about the long-acting injectables and gives side effects, and it can connect you with somebody who can answer your questions as well. And it's also what I really liked about the site was it's a caregivers can get on it. And, you know, you kind of identify yourself, whether you're a caregiver or whether you're living with schizophrenia, you want to change your treatment plan, and then it kind of takes you into the direction.
Very good. I appreciate both of you joining me here on the Mark White Show, Brooke Kempf and Katie Hayes. Thank you for your support of your son, Katie, and then also thank you for your commitment in this area of expertise in the medical field as a psychiatric nurse practitioner, Brooke.
Thank you, Mark. And you know, Katie gave me a shout out, but I have to shout out right back at her because in all my years of experience, it is often rare that our patients actually have family members that are involved in their treatment. So not only is she a medical professional, but she is a mom, and she said many times to me that her son is her hero, and I kind of think she's a hero also.
Thank you both for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. When we come back, I'm going to have Carolyn Carter as we talk about the Midwest Black Rodeo. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Pickle lovers unite. The Rocket City Pickle Fest is coming to the Orion Amphitheater on June 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get your tickets now at theorionhuntsville.com. That's the Rocket City Pickle Fest taking place Sunday, June 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Orion Amphitheater in Huntsville.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
I have with me Carolyn Carter right now with the Midwest Black Rodeo. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Carolyn.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Very excited.
Well, Dion Hose, my friend at Channel 48, gave me your number and wanted me to call you. So here we are talking about real rodeo contestants producing their own rodeo for their own. This is something that's exciting coming to Athens, Alabama, correct?
Absolutely, and that's exactly where we are. My buddy Dion, hey, he literally drugged me all around Athens last week, and I think I met everybody in town, including Mayor Ronnie. But yeah, this what my rodeo does is we started our own thing back in 2017 because we went to a lot of rodeos and they were advertised as one thing, but they wasn't. So we, and if then the audience would be disappointed. So I'm like, I told my buddy Dion, said, we can do this. We don't need them. They need us. So we had the know-how to do it in the arena. We wasn't too sharp on the front part of it, but we knew how to get it going, and that's what we did. So all of my guys are contestants. All of my staff are contestants, and we've been doing this since 17, and we're rocking it.
Wow, 2017, so 8 years. It doesn't really matter at this point that you didn't know on the front end. You've got it here on the 8 year later commitment to this effort. Talk about the development of this special rodeo.
Well, I have a history with the Bill Pickett Rodeo. I ran the rodeo for about 10 years as general manager, but I started with it in 1984 when Lou Besson created the rodeo. So I got all of my knowledge from rodeo production by having to go through that struggle. And it was about 30, 40 years of doing that Bill Pickett Rodeo that I learned all my skills that I do have now. And like I said, when sometimes the promoters that put these rodeos on, they're not in it for the contestants. They're in it for the dollars that it brings to them. And we are different. We rarely ever make any money, and that's the God's honest truth. We make enough money to pay our bills and get out of that town without owing anybody anything, including my staff. And that's been my goal from the beginning. If I can make enough to cover our expenses, I'm good with that. And I know that I've bought a quality rodeo to the public that don't get to see Black Rodeo because the bigger shows don't come to Athens or Huntsville or the smaller towns. Like I went to Marietta, Georgia last year for Juneteenth, and it was absolutely amazing. But the bigger shows don't come there. But here's what they don't know is we're still the same people. We're the bigger show, just in a smaller form of overhead. So that's what me and my guys do. We all travel together. It's like a big family, actually. And I don't want to say gypsies because it's not us. We all have jobs. We come home and we go to work. But then weekend, when it's time for us to do the rodeo, we go back out and we show up and we do a performance in 2.5 hours. And hopefully educate some of the audience about, in this case, we'll be educating the audience about the Juneteenth holiday and what it means, because there's a lot of people still don't know the significance of the Juneteenth holiday. So that gives us a different spin on what my education line would be. Usually I'm just doing education about the Forgotten West, people like Sheriff Bass Reed and Nat Love, people of that nature. So Athens gives us a whole different opportunity. In addition, I got to say that arena in Athens is absolutely gorgeous. I've been in arenas that size, and I don't think they're as nice as that one. So I think it's a shame that it just doesn't get used at all except for the one time a year. So I'm excited about getting in there and getting the city of Athens out so they can come to the rodeo and experience that arena if they haven't been there, and just have a good time, show them a good time, and take everybody, bring your fans. Because we're going to have a, Mark, if you don't know about the line dance that is a phenomenon right now, sweeping the nation. Everywhere you go, you have to do boots on the ground with the fans and the line dance. It is a riot. So that's what we want people to have fun. So I've included that in my rodeo. And I've got the Willow Wind drill team from Ardmore, Alabama, coming over to do a little segment for us. We're going to have fun. That's what it's about.
You said Dion took you around Athens. What is it about this particular town that you like bringing this effort to the community?
The first thing is that it hasn't been there. The second thing is that Athens, I had never been there. I've driven through there. But in driving through Athens, I drove through the countryside and I drove through the city. Athens is so beautiful. I where I live, I don't see immaculate landscapes on every single house. And buildings and no trash. And I mean, it is a beautiful city and it has everything. And I see why people like living there. It's not congested. There's not a million cars on the highway. I love it. So, and because our rodeo hasn't been there, I don't think any Black rodeo has been to Athens. So we're going to be the first to bring it to them. And I say a Black rodeo, that's what I generally do. But this rodeo will be opened up to some local contestants just because I know Athens have cowboys. So it's not just going to be an all-Black rodeo. There will be other contestants entered as well. So, but Athens, from what I've seen, I love it.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. I love Athens myself. That's why I brought my family back here from Birmingham, Alabama, to live here, to develop my family here in this community. We love this area, and I'm glad that you saw that as well.
I did. I was telling somebody the other day when I was here at home, I said, this doesn't look like Athens. I mean, yards are overgrown, and you know, it just doesn't look the same. Athens is immaculate. I'm like, wow. So I'm excited to bring it there. In addition, the arena is immaculate. I understand Sheriff Blakely constructed that arena, put it together, or did the direction for it, and I can tell a real cowboy put that arena together. It looks cowboy.
So in this rodeo, we'll have Breback, Ranch Bronc, Ladies Breakaway, Steer Wrestling, Calf Roping, Junior Breakaway, Ladies Steer Undecorating, Ladies Barrel Racing, Junior Barrels, P Barrels, Relay Race, and Bull Riding. Is all that included?
All that's included. That sounds like a lot when you say that. I'm already tired. But yeah, we don't usually do Ranch Bronc Riding because we don't generally get enough contestants. And that's a very expensive event to do. But I promised the guys I would do it, and because I'm going to take local cowboys, I should have enough to put on a good horseback riding show. But yeah, we have the bull riding and the ranch bronc riding. The lady steer undecorating is an event that's very similar to steer wrestling. Everybody don't do that event, but we do, and it is just like steer wrestling, except there's a piece of tape to the steer's back, and when we nod, the steer goes, the hazer go, and then the contestant goes, and the object of the game is pull the tape off his back as you pass by, going at lightning speed. I was at a rodeo somewhere, and this girl was a 1.3 seconds. I mean, it gets pretty fast, so you can't miss it, and it's exciting, and it doesn't always go right, because, I mean, we, me included, have all hit the ground trying to get a piece of tape. So, and that part, I mean, it's okay. As long as you get your hand in the air, you're good. And so that's the steer undecorating. I do not have breakaway, simply because I don't draw a lot of breakaway contestants. So I have to move that event over and move that money to my kids. That's where I do the junior breakaway roping and the junior barrel racing. And I'm going to do the lead line barrel racing, which is where my 2-year-old great-granddaughter will participate in. So, it's a big rodeo, and we try to be done in 2.5 to 3 hours. I don't like keeping people there 4 or 5 hours. That's not a rodeo. That's an event. So we try to get in and get out and entertain you while you're there and have fun. Let the audience get involved, get up, dance in the dirt, good music, just have a party. That's my intention, is to bring this party to Athens.
Excellent. So, Carol, the Midwest Black Rodeo, the Athens, Alabama Juneteenth Invitational Rodeo Celebration. Give us all the information how people can participate, be a part of this special event coming to Athens, Alabama.
Well, okay, the event is June 21st at 8 p.m. Doors will open at 6 p.m. I have a nonprofit foundation doing my parking, so parking is $5. It all goes to the Have I Hope Foundation out of Huntsville, Alabama. We have a Facebook page, Midwest Black Rodeo, which is where I will post my information about contestant entry. That's where my contestants need to go. Everybody else can go to my website at www.theoriginalmidwestinvitationalrodeo.com.
Excellent. Carolyn Carter, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. I do want to give a shout out to Dion Hose for sending you my way so that we could share about this invitational coming up in Athens, Alabama,
June 21st. At Limestone County Rodeo, Rochelle's Rodeo Arena.
Excellent. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Mark.
We also want to mention that they are currently looking for sponsors for this event. You can contact Carolyn Carter at 405-473-8337. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.